It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Sergei Romanov was outstanding tonight, gave his team every chance to win. Unfortunately, the Barracuda just could not quite generate enough offense. They jumped out to a 1-0 lead early in the second period and would not score again. And the Firebirds score three times in the third to claim the win and close out the season series. Barracuda earning just one win in 8 attempts against the Firebirds. And they now have just one win in 16 lifetime games against the top affiliate of the Seattle Kraken. Let's recap this one in the first period. Coachella Valley had multiple good looks, but again, Romanov was outstanding in the first. He'd make 11 saves, and each team would put 11 shots on net. Coachella Valley had the only power play in the first, but we'd go into the intermission tied at 0-0. In the second, the Barracuda will go on to the power plays. Max McCormick was given a double minor for roughing at 1:57, but it was Coachella Valley nearly taking a 1-0 lead as a breakaway opportunity for Marion Studenich would turn out to be another opportunity for Georgi Romanov to come up large. Down the wing, twists it to the point. Frisch had some pressure on, lost his footing. It's going to be a shorthanded breakaway for Studenich. Works in, and Romanov with the save. Georgi Romanov, one of 40 stops, make that 39 stops in the game, and a breakaway denial keeps that a nothing-nothing score. Just a couple of minutes after that save, the Barracuda would break through. Jeremy Buschler from the right point would put it on net, and Tanner Kaspik would tip it off the post and in to open up the scoring. Kaspik, quick shot, right pad stopped by Drieger. Good luck there for the Barracuda. That was Houle. Back on target, off the post, they score! It's Jeremy Buschler with his first goal in the American Hockey League, and the Barracuda have a 1-0 lead. And that puck may have been tipped in front by Kaspik. He leads the fist bump line. It was Tanner Kaspik's goal, his sixth of the year. He was the one who tipped it. And the Barracuda would take a 1-0 lead. A lead they would carry into the third period, despite having to kill off a 5-on-3 for the Firebirds late in that second. In the third, Coachella Valley would finally find its groove. At 6:49, Jacob Melanson, who had not scored in 19 games, would work his way in on net from the left side and beat Romanov low inside the far post for his sixth of the year to tie the score up at 1-1. Down the wing, centers far side, it got through everybody. Picked up by Melanson, 63 in blue, works to the net, shoots and scores. And we're all tied up at 1-1. Jacob Melanson working around some pressure and puts it low along the ice inside the near post to tie the score up with 13:11 left in the third. The Barracuda will be called for four consecutive minor penalties in the game, beginning late in the second, carrying over into the third. They would go 5-for-5 on the penalty kill in the game, but just as we got back to full strength after that fifth minor, Coachella Valley would find a way to take their first lead. Cameron Hughes would tip a point shot through for his 23rd of the season, his fourth against the Barracuda, to give Coachella Valley a lead they would not relinquish after that point. Over the net. Out of the boxes, Gushin. We're back to full strength. Barracuda are 5-for-5 on the penalty kill. Now Ottavainen, they score. Tipped through by Cameron Hughes, and the Firebirds have their first lead. Just as the power play had expired. Coachella Valley would all but seal the game with 2 minutes to go. Cole Lynn coming down the right wing would beat Romanov through the five hole, and the Coachella Valley Firebirds would pick up the 3-1 victory. The Barracuda close out the 8-game season series against Coachella Valley going 1-5-1-1, and they have just one win now in 16 career games against the top affiliate of the Seattle Kraken. Final shots, 42-35. Winning goaltender Chris Drieger, he improves to 8-1 lifetime against the Barracuda, and his record now on the season is 22-6-5. He just continues to roll as the number one goaltender for this Firebird team. He was coming off a win. He's now won six in a row. He is 9-0-2 over his last 12 games played, is Chris Drieger. Losing goaltender Georgi Romanov, he did more than enough to win tonight, but his record now falls to 8-9-7 on the season. With the win, Coachella Valley improves on the season to 41-14-5-4. They're up to a Western Conference best 91 points, 10 points ahead of the Ontario Reign in the Pacific Division. Barracuda fall to 21-33-9-3 and are 9-17-6-1 away from Tech CU Arena. That will do it for our broadcast coverage tonight. Barracuda fall by a final score of 3-1 at the hands of the Firebirds. Let's quickly go over our three stars before we do sign off. All right, number three star for the Coachella Valley Firebirds is Cameron Hughes. He gets the game-winning goal, does Hughes. He finishes with a +1 rating and three shots on net. The number two star, Jacob Melanson, he tied up the score in the third period, had two shots on net, his sixth of the year. He is the number two star, and the number one star is Chris Drieger. Drieger finishes the game with 34 saves. He is the number one star. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 30 minutes, 9,257 sod here at the Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert. We're back on the air on Saturday in Ontario. That's a 6 o'clock puck drop. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 5:30. You can listen live at sjbarracuda.com/listen, and you can find us, as always, on ahltv.com. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger, thanking you for listening or watching, however you took in tonight's game. And we'll say so long and good night from the Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.